Welcome back, everyone. I hope you all had a good spring break. We'll start this meeting off by singing happy birthday to Senator Rabani. So who wants to start us off?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
Senator Rabani.
Happy birthday to you.
Glad we recorded that.
And then,
that was beautiful.
What's your favorite song right now?
Spotify.
Senator Boyden.
Alton Road.
Senator Carlson Sather. Senator Conroy. Senator Durbani.
My bad.
Senator Hannon. Senator King. Senator Leininger.
Well, Grateful Dead.
Senator Olson. Senator Sullivan.
Make time.
Senator Ruiz.
Probably
Senator Johnson.
Wow, my back.
Senator Menke.
Hey, you.
Senator Jorgensen. Senator Lim.
Oh, sorry. Probably Bad Guy.
Senator Kamal.
Cool, but Jonas Brooks.
Public Relations J.R. Anderson.
Hold out your hand, Brandon Carlin.
Controller Rashad. Parliamentarian Bars.
It's True by Salam Al Fakir.
1,000 Cherry for Rilla.
Free Spirit by Khalid, or I Wish You Were Gay by Billie Eilish.
Diversity Chair Gupta.
I think Gold Flex by Malone.
Finance Chair Petros.
Never Going Back to BM.
Ombuds Person Doran.
Dear Winter by AJ.
Student Academic Affairs Chair Concepcion.
We didn't start the fire with the
Tech Chair O'Neill.
I'm shocked no one said Old Town Road Remix.
Yeah, that was going to be mine, but I was a little embarrassed. That was going to be mine.
Co-President-elect Villarreal.
Probably 21, Michael.
Co-President-elect Baca.
I don't have one.
I can't think of one. President Lamberty.
Mine is also Old Town Road Remix, but also by myself, Christian French.
Co-President Nala Askar.
The only two people would know what song I like really like right now. Brother, Touch Me. That's the name of the song.
Called?
Brother, Touch Me. It's a pretty good song. It's from Race, the movie. In Bollywood, you don't have fingers. It just comes out from our movies. Dan loves it too. With that, we have Corey.
What about Jonas?
Oh! Or Shmo? Can you say that?
Tough by Quinn, 92.
An advisor in Hacky.
Bruce Springsteen's Born in Rome.
There you go.
Can I tell you a 45-second story, though?
Yeah.
So,
no.
Back in the old days, we had these things called records. And there were these little records that were 45s that just had one song on them. And I had a little 45, I think my mother probably had it, and I inherited it. It was Beatles, and on the B-side was Hey Jude. And I still have that little record, but in my little scrawly girl handwriting, I changed Jude to Jonas.
Oh.
I always in my head switch it to Hey Jonas. Okay, that's my little story.
That was beautiful.
Nice. So with that, we meet the quorum. Next on the agenda is approval of the minutes. Anybody has any? From the minute. None. Community comment. Is there anybody in the community who wishes to comment? Seeing none. We have a committee update from Husky Housing.
Hello. So we have been working on a survey for new vacuum cleaners around campus because it has been brought to our attention that there's a serious need. So we plan to put out the survey to the student body and then present the results to the residential life office, who will then present it or discuss what they need to do to facilities. So
this is our survey that Ben has kindly mocked up for us, but we wanted your opinions on things that we can adjust or make better. We can just take a look at it. Water filler stations.
Yeah, I think it goes without saying, but just change the water filler stations to vacuum. Not like you.
Oh, you can just click back.
Like back here?
Yeah. Then it's the...
Good job, thanks.
We had a negative experience. Briefly
detailed.
One of them broke on.
I did.
It literally just all fell apart.
Oh god.
So there was grease in the portion everywhere. About negative experiences with vacuums. I know because we've had some feedback from people who are like, well, there's nothing wrong with the ones that we have.
So I hope we get some wild stories.
I know I've had personal experiences with it smelling like fire the minute you turn it on. So,
that's been going on.
Yeah. So we're just looking to see if we can change. Wait, is there a question five or is that it?
No, it's four.
Okay.
Five.
Is there any feedback?
Do you want to ask a question about frequency of use so that you could relate it to the number of, the degree to which you need a vacuum?
Yes.
Oh, that might be another really good question.
Yeah.
Like, how accessible is a vacuum to you?
Also, like, would you use the vacuum more if it were new?
That was a lot of new questions.
Yeah, suggest things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, we should say.
Something, I mean, I think that's a really good question. Like how accessible is a vacuum to you? Or where do you have to go to find a vacuum or something like that?
Well, I think they're accessible. They're just people don't want to use them because they don't work very well.
Yeah.
Well, I think it means like it would be helpful.
Not.
So how about how frequently, I think it's important, how frequently do you use your hall vacuum? And then is there a reason that you don't use it?
Yeah.
Okay, follow me.
But like, even if you did like at COVID and everyone said, I rarely use it, the fact is like, a lot of people still, and like that's still get a lot of use.
Right.
So I don't know if how accurate the question is.
Yeah, I think the reason that we would include the how frequently do you use it is explicitly for the purpose to say would you use more frequently. So get that in the mindset of okay, I'm using it this much. Would I use it more?
You don't want to prompt them. You don't want to prompt them. Just say that though.
If we said, how frequently do you use your hall vacuum, and is there a reason you don't use it more frequently? Is that okay?
Yeah, I mean, I think the reason that you want to ask about frequency is then you get a better sense of the other questions. So, like, somebody who's never tried to use the vacuum doesn't really have a lot to say about the negative experiences they've had with it. So somebody who tries regularly to use the vacuum and always has a bad experience, something like that, is what you're trying to drive.
Senator Ruiz.
Is there a reason why we called on this today?
That's just a question.
Did Hannah?
I was just going to say for the question about frequency, to not make it like frequently or like, very frequently, because that's right, like either, but to make it like, or multiple times a day.
Yeah.
Any other? Oh. Any? Does anybody want to use their activity count?
Do you maybe want to put a question on it regarding like what issues you face while using the vacuum?
Yeah,
like, because people face different things.
Question four.
Oh, yeah. My bad. I
agree. Senator Ruiz.
You can do both. Really need a new vacuum, whereas in the hall where it's like it's a four, but they're saying they're using a new vacuum.
You should have said.
Yeah.
One thing I thought of when you said the frequency is that a lot of dorms here, I just dropped my phone, don't even have. using it, so I could skew your data when ASCII's weren't very good, even though I used it once or twice a semester. Yeah.
Well, there's
food for thought.
But I think that's a good thing to point out. And then people who are not in Senate about what they thought about the survey, they said really out in the hundred. And so I feel like that would boost our number of people who actually end up coming out. So I think something to keep in mind, not adding complex of questions.
I know we already have the res halls on there. Do we want to add something about floor or section you live in as well?
What do you think?
I think we should just find out what kind of floor we're doing in the
survey. Opposite question, though.
Senator Boyden?
I think Senator Cottenfleece was just mentioning that because in HUDs, Northwood Keys is like the only one that has part of the rest of in that sense, but I believe the rest of the dorms have the IT.
Cause themselves.
One question I have with this is like, would they that we get and be like, look, buy a vacuum or fix
it? It would be most likely, well, that would be ultimately ResLife's decision. This is just to gather the data so that they are able to best the issue.
Yeah.
Mostly looking at new vacuums because I know a lot of them like have a date on them, like new as of blah, 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 and a lot of them are things that have been 11 years now.
Well, I want to talk to ladies about how the reason that they look.
So you need an handbag.
Yeah, mine, like, there's one in it, and I know that works very well.
Senator Fountain Tether, do you? Senator Menke? Senator Johnson.
I can't quite remember who made the comment earlier, but I do like that it is a short survey. People will be incentivized to answer a survey if there are only four questions, whereas like six or seven like similar questions would necessarily be needed. Also, I live in Runstrom. There are no carpets in Runstrom, but I feel like, well, I bought a rug for the room, and I feel like a lot of other people who live in rightless dorms would have also bought a rug because no one wants to be out of bed in the morning with work. So I feel like we would need to specify like what floor and section they live in. I yield.
I had it.
I just wanted to make a general comment about like the surveys that we've been doing. Have we been reaching out to res like they're sending it out, like asking who theirs are or information duties?
Yeah, we did.
Any further discussion? None. Do we
is it complete?
Perfect. Then we have a budget from
baseball. So finance committee the week before spring break met with Club Baseball, their new club on campus, and they're looking to put it up. So they came with the budget asking for a total of $1,305. Finance committee's recommendation that we amount of $800 as a few of the expenses they requested are bylaws report. So they knew their little documentation was only there's also a club representative here. You can ask any questions.
Any questions or discussion or
I guess this would be clear, sure, but I know one of the things that people have heard about with plans, bylaws, and guidelines is like the jerseys and hats, and I think that it's fine because it is something that's true. Okay.
Is this like an intramural sport or a club sport, or what's baseball club?
It's a club sport. It's the first
club baseball
team.
I see.
You play against like other club baseball teams in like the MIAC, or you just find other teams?
So since it's the inaugural season, and we just got ordained as an organization recently, a little difficult to find games. However, I just met with the staff here at the Davis, and we're playing against the JV team a few times this spring. And then I have interest from other schools for that season, since there's actually time left. I'll be gone by then, but whoever takes over for me, whatever.
Johnson.
How many people are on the team?
So we have a team meeting tomorrow to get like our phone numbers, but I have nowhere up to 16 or 17 on
it. Would you be pretty happy with that? Do you think that'll increase?
I'm not quite sure. I'm really going to get a feel of it after the meeting tomorrow. I've already been reached out to about 5-6 guys who won't make the meeting, but
yeah,
we'll be at the games. I have no concern being able to field a team of 12 to 14 guys every day. I have a more concern for next year having enough playing time, because there's plenty of people who still want to play.
Who's going to keep the jerseys or hats? Like, do you guys have any storage space? Like locker room or something?
That's something I haven't thought of. I I'm essentially just going to hand them off to whoever comes to the president next year. That's how I haven't considered doing it in such a way.
Sure. On to the door.
Do you theoretically possibly have screws and such? Because they have
that. That's something I could definitely ask about. I'll do that.
And how they fit.
What will they look like?
So, first of all, they've already been approved. Second, instead of doing the whole bureaucracy of trying to figure out when to use the Gestapo logo or not, so got a few guys together. We did more of a patriotic theme. We're called the Founders, like the Founding Fathers. And
any more questions? Being none, we can move to a discussion of the budget. Any?
Would it be possible to fund if they can refer documentation, like the logic?
That could also be addressed through a mid-year game.
My only concern is the comparables. If they come back next year for new jerseys or like, what if they guys don't return this sponsorship? Because they, right now you guys don't have any storage space. Where are they gonna put their a very tiny print?
I'm pretty confident that athletics will be able to accommodate them like they accommodate the other club sports and intramural teams. But if for some reason they tell you that you don't, they don't have any storage for you, why don't you collect them all at the end of the merchant's office and we'll cover it until the team comes back in the fall.
Yeah. Any further discussions, Mr. Menke?
I think in that alternative, just in case the athletic storage falls through, feel comfortable funding the whole amount. And anybody else, I would recommend.
Any further discussion?
I'm in full support of this. I don't think we can ever have too many campers. I'd like to have
another. I guess we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of approving the budget, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those who oppose, any abstentions? None. Budget approves. You are more than welcome to stay for if you want to.
Thank you, everybody.
Moving forward with the agenda, we have old business. Is there anything which we need to discuss from the old business? Old business.
Myself and one other member of the ethics committee are gonna go into the archives and actually make the bylaws since we have all
sweet. Yay. That's awesome.
Hi, you.
That girl here.
Can you do that? Will you send me a copy so I can put it on the website?
New business. Do you have any new business? Any new business? Senator Ruiz.
I'm just curious about the nomination.
Yeah. It's not specifically there in the bylaws. It says early April, but it could be today if you want it to be today.
Is early April? I think it's the first meeting of April.
Boom. Is there a second to the nomination? I can go to Senator Carlton Saleh. Do you accept nomination? Are there any further, any other nominations? Senator Shu.
I nominate Ombudsman.
Is there a second?
I second.
So I can go to Senator Leininger. Do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
So then we just...
Are we allowed to do a small, like...
Are you guys prepared?
Are there any other nominations?
Oh, yeah. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Seeing none. So do you guys want to give us a...
Sure.
Senator Borden, do you want to...
Yeah, I can start. So I'm interested in being... Next year, because I believe that this role comes with stability and is very crucial for the Senate. And I really want to help the Senate thrive as much as possible while honoring the Constitution and bylaws. Throughout my few years at this campus, I've really learned that we do care what's going on, and they want a Senate that they can trust. And I think that's a really important role of the office person, and I think a lot of that has to do with transparency of Senate, which again, I think office has a crucial role in. That comes with accountability while holding myself. If I were to be honest person myself, senators, co-presidents, cabinet, the administration, I just really enjoy the opportunity.
Hi everyone, you all know me as in the past year. And I think that my passion for this role has kind of spoken to my work. I helped push through over 15 bylaw amendments. So I think I need to continue the work of having a semesterly audit of the bylaws, as well as making sure that we are all doing our part to address accountability within it. I think that doing my work here
curious Amazon has been the most interesting and enjoy fulfilling, I would say, experiences. So much so that it's like sort of pushed me towards my career path, and I sort of really found where my passions lie because of this role. I continue to do good work of making sure that we have bylaws that reflect the needs of the community. The crucial steps that I think have been include the way that we've amended bylaws for all senators. If you remember, they were updated bylaws for that. I helped with the amendment of the bylaws to create a new and improved Gavel Gazette. Those of you who were there for those meetings, the old name now gone, and we now have a clear understanding of how, when, and what the Gazette is going to be made up of. So we now have official committee updates in there, so people are more aware of the Senate is doing it. I think that really need to work with the FICE team, and we're all keeping up with the bylaws and serving our community through time.
Do we have any questions for any of the candidates?
So, question for Senator Boyden. So if you end up winning this election, what sort of changes would you make in your approach to how we have addressed bylaws? Would you do anything different?
I think Ombudsman has done a really good job this year of having the Senate be aware of the changes that they're doing. I'd like to do that if I'm this person. And I guess things that I would want to do since I've known about this opportunity, I've really looked into the laws of the Constitution, and I think I would really generally cleaning up, making sure things are maybe a little more better terms. And specifically, I think clarification for elections or midterm elections, the thing about the ombudsperson or the newly elected senator to notify their constituency. I know when I was looking through, I didn't see anything about it, and it kind of is implied, but I think
Are there any other questions for any one of the candidates?
How have and what would you do?
I think one of the biggest challenges I faced as an ombudsman was getting my feet on ground first semester because I was completely new to Senate. I had sat in on two Senate meetings, one where I was nominated and one where cabinet. So I didn't have. I read the bylaws in the summer, kind of got familiarized with what I was doing. I didn't really understand everything and the inner mechanics of everything, so I needed a lot of help with co-presidents and tech chair, and that was really useful. I think that going into next year, we'll have much deeper understanding, particularly for fall elections, so those will go further in my opinion.
Great. If we don't have any further questions for the candidates, then we would like you to do five side for a second so we can have some spicy discussion. Sweet. The floor is open for discussion. Any discussion on either one of the candidates? Start with Speaker Shugan.
So as a member of Exit Smitty and someone who's known Evelyn for about 2 years now, I think she's done a great job overall of being our ombudsperson this year and is very passionate about what she does with the bylaws. She's found bylaws that I didn't even know was in there and has wanted to change them. And every time she comes to us with an amendment, she comes with a plan and she asks us, what do you guys think? She always wants the ethics committee's opinion as a whole before she ever does anything. Overall, I just think she's done a great job with this and she can only get better in the second year. I think the experience is a big
secret.
I've known Chelsea in classes for 2 years now. She's a science major, absolutely this role. She's very well spoken in class. She's very analytical. She's very good at reading and ethical discipline set analytics. She's very personable, very relatable, so I have no doubt that she'd be able to not only connect with the community, but also the entire state's community. And she's in a range of activities to do a very, very well job of learning fast and focus on.
I have a question in addition to that. Do cabinet members? Okay. Then my comment is, I also was on the ethics committee first semester, and ombudsperson Doran really did a really great job of making sure that things were very clear to not only the ethics committee, but I feel that she did well with getting us to the Senate as well, and helping us all understand what the change was that we need, how we can make it better. And I've seen not only through work with her in Senate, but also just as a personal friend of hers, that she is very passionate about this role that she does in a way that's funny. She's so nerdy about it, right? She just gets into it and really, really loves her work. So that's something that I have really appreciated having as an addition to the Senate, and I think it would be really great to see for them.
President-elect Parker.
I've known Chelsea for a few years, but she's also doing the Senate, which is another, like, look at the role, and she must be able to make that. She's very good at that, and I've also had the privilege to work with her in building bridges, where she's been very, like, in what she does. I always noticed that she's very passionate about getting things on time and had no problem with it. Like, to put an extra, like, work, something very good. So.
I definitely support Ombudsperson Doring. I hope that he re-elected her to her position. I think that they're both great candidates. I have nothing against either of them. I think they're very passionate and detail-oriented and involve people who would make great ombudspersons. But I think the thing that makes the difference is the experience. And like Ombudsperson Doran said when she was talking, it took her a while, even into this year, to become fully familiar with the bylaws. And to make all those amendments that she did, it requires a really deep knowledge that I don't think we picked up quickly. And I think if we re-elect Ombudsman Doran, it would be a lot easier and more to have that opportunity cost, so to speak, of a new person there in the club.
So I have a couple of comments. First of all, it's a great discussion, but we would hear from the senators too, because right now it's all the cabinet people who have been telling us like what they think. Like, it would be nice to hear from everybody else as well. Second of all, I think they both are excellent candidates. Ombudsperson Doran has done a phenomenal job this year. Working with her have been super nice. Like, she knows what she's doing, but at the same time, I've been in some classes with Senator Borden too. Like, she knows, I think, what she's doing. Like, she's well spoken, and I think, like, when needed for her position, I think she'll be there to speak. Just saying, at the same time, I don't think we should consider, like, experience as a big, like, experience is awesome, but, like, keep in mind, like, last year when Ombudsperson Doran was elected, that was her first time getting appointed for this position too. If you think about experience in a sense, if experience is the only thing holding any award, I don't think that experience is important for this position. I'm not saying that experience is not important, but at the same time, like, we wouldn't have given Ombudsperson Doran this opportunity last year. I've never gotten this experience. Just keep that in mind too. That I.
So I was Ombudsperson last year, and as tech director, I've worked closely with Ombudsperson Doran. I'm glad I don't have to vote, because it sounds like they both do a great job. But just with my experience with Ombudsperson Doran, she's clearly very passionate and has done a good job. She did better than I did, so I think she'd be a good candidate.
Well, now, by this point, I'm echoing lots of previous speakers. Senator Duran, I believe that she has a crazy passion for bylaws and following them and the Constitution that I've never seen in anyone rules. So I think that speaks very highly of her in this role, because she has been editing them but then also following them and helping enforce them. And enters discussions in Senate when bylaw could be in question, and she clarifies it, which I think is very helpful. But like many people have said, both candidates are also wonderful. I yield.
Co-President Lamptey.
Oh, I'm glad I don't have to vote. I'm going to yield. Senator speak.
Senator Olson.
So echoing a lot of previous years, I've been on the past year, and I think it's been better speaks for itself, what she's done, and obviously she's job, but she's also been very transparent with the business community. Back to the presidential elections, she was very open about what was going on, why it was, the rules were, they were, how that she personally responded to emails questioning such bylaws and could reference specifically what bylaws. I think that's there very, very important, very helpful in the election.
Good calls and salad.
The last few weeks, I've been kind of thinking about the appointments in the left here. And the idea of accountability is your voice brought up, because I feel like sometimes lack of transparency gets away with certain things that we shall leave. I think this election, there was the large constitutional violation. In hindsight, I don't think that was a decision. I think that was a lack of presentation. It seems like something small. In reality, we can't have all important as well, because we are black.
Something that I wanted to add on the note of the pre-speaker was, if you all think back to the no situation and all the pressing political views, if you can remember, Ombudsperson Doran wrote an email to the student body. She drafted that email with her group of friends in her project that Bernie and I were on. And we worked that email, and she was very, very passionate about making sure that they could community knew how said it felt about the situation, and we were doing to address it. And then she brought it to the Senate. I feel like that, in some sense, is addressing the issue of being someone to be accountable. And I think that that in itself is just a situation that there's a passion that she has for responsibility to serving.
Thank you.
Echoing the previous speakers, I think we should remember that Senator Boyden hasn't had the chance to build up this rapport with us in the student body. I think we need to give each candidate a chance at being good at this role. We need to see more voices, we need to have more eyes on the bylaw, we need to diversify ourselves and our view.
Senator Ruiz.
Echoing previous comments, not every question you do has during at least some questions. I'm wondering about the position. And I just believe that my thought
would
be. I would just like to go back in. Obviously, I'm just making the mistake that you mentioned. Beforehand, but a lot of that stuff was stuff that was unforeseeable, and you can really take a problem with it just by looking at the bylaws. But once those problems did occur, she was very prompt in bringing it to the attention of this committee, then to the attention of Senate to get it through quickly that it wouldn't have an adjourn. So I think that's also an important goal of the ombudsperson, is not just seeing some problems, but also bringing up problems when they do happen.
Ms. Sullivan?
I just think ombudsperson is so thorough. Like, you know, I know everyone said this, but like, you're not gonna find anyone that like likes to read those bylaws. She does. Like, she's the only person that probably understands them and can like read them and know how to like be able to amend them to like our current situation.
Senator Carlson said it.
I guess I'm kidding.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. I don't know.
Speaking on touch frequency, I don't think it's necessarily fair to say that one person does something better than someone else at work. First, and one person like putting in a way that won't be echoed by someone else. We truly don't know that. But previously, we are unaware of how different ombuds person would do the role. And I think that it's just really important that we get that role, because our experience can be valuable, but in other ways. If we simply stuck with the perfect mistake hard, we would in no way really close with a broken mistake. Sometimes we can be broken by someone trying to let people work chances. And also, we've been talking about transparency, and I think that people have been echoing the previous on this person to their job was transparency this year. And I just, with all the constituents and people, that's what the community is already feeling frustrated with. I don't think it truly provides transparency with what happens in the Senate. About what transparency is, hopefully within the Senate, and really how we can convey that, because I just don't think that we were sufficient this year.
Dr.
I should all this So if we think back to how other constituents refer to ombudsman, maybe just keep that in so they know what they're voting for. So,
Brother Knight, vodka.
Yeah, echoing the preview that didn't start watching, and that this role, like, it can be a good thing.
I think that change can be helpful, but you recall when I asked Senator Boyden the question about what specific differences she has in her review of the bylaws, which is that she would not sure what kind of specific that provided in her answer. I would just caution that, you know, having one who says they're going to have change that really provides specific examples of that change, it makes it more likely that we should with somebody who already has a great amount of familiarity with the bylaws. So that's why supporting Senator Ross person as well.
Senator Lamps.
I would say as like a person who's new to Senate, I would say that like I do kind of with support this point more to be saying. As a person who's under the class, I kind of like this transparency. I also want to add an that like a social friendly reminder that also to kind of agree that like though we have had experience with incredibly high standard that Brent has us. I don't believe something that just either her excellency is something that we should necessarily as a recent I believe that we should strive to better. I think for that is sometimes just giving that position
to you. Ruiz, just a reminder, this is your last.
She can do for Senate right now because like we was still having a lot of so she was already before we judge right now is elected or she
was.
Honestly, I agree with both the points that everyone got. That's why this is a case I can see both Senator Boyden was absolutely excellent. There's nothing good that I would say about Senator years and take on the elections in the Senate. And that's not to suggest that this will be easier than the other candidate. It's just that it's a very slight advantage knowing the bylaws. I don't think that we'll be losing grievous amount by continuing to have her in this position because she is still open to engaging the
Senator Conroy.
Also, echoing some of the previous speakers, it's important because I don't think that Senator Dorn has done a bad job. I believe that Senate is an opportunity to get new experiences and explore different opportunities, and I think it's a chance to at least get that opportunity. I don't think previous knowledge of the bylaws or experience really changes. It's just writing off on Senator.
So the last thing
that I wanted to say is on the notes of the previous speakers to begin, on the note of more opportunity and more diverse perspectives and changing more things, I would challenge you all to think about the way that our actual government serves as tutors. And so I think that there will be more opportunities in there when there's not an experienced person being in the wings who has a passion or something about doing this again. I think that once that opportunity is lost, then it starts to take time. It's a great opportunity just looking for more to build a role with a diverse perspective. It's jumbled, but I'm sorry. I have a lot of thoughts. And the second thing that I wanted to say on the note of the previous speakers discussing transparency, I think that the person who has been the most transparent in the Senate outside of our co-presidents has been Ombudsperson Dorn. I think that if we are concerned with transparency moving forward in the future, it is not solely the responsibility of the Ombudsperson to take on that responsibility. That's on all of us to move forward and find ways that each and every one of us can increase transparency in our Senate at Kasavis. And I think that the efforts that Ombudsperson Dorn has made to remain transparent in the work that the Senate does, the violations of the bylaws that have been made, the concerns of the student body, have been really great strides in contrast to what I know that I personally have done to reach constituents, right? But I think that's something to consider, and that if we see a problem and that we feel that we need to be more transparent, then that's something that we should all try to do and not to put it on one person who's been here for a year or a person who hasn't. In this role.
Senator Constantine.
The finishing for me would be that I've been thinking a lot about the discussion of experience and how, whether it's valid or not. I think we also realized that Senator Boyden also has been at this last year, so she's able to witness both her Ombudsperson's successes, but also her downfalls and her mistakes. And that way, I think that outside perspective on one's own mistakes can many times offer much more growth. Because although people can attempt to accept their mistakes and move on from them, I think that without the defensive nature that actually comes with making mistakes, you can actually grow from that much more easily and do a much higher level of excellence. So I think that you shouldn't think of her as being less experienced. Because she may not have read through the bylaws as many times. She's been here to witness to all of that.
Sure.
My last comment is that I think some other senators are picking experience as almost a negative in this situation, which is really confusing and almost shocking to me. Thing is that with person Dorn being very experienced in the ball, she'll hit the ground running. After having 15 bylaw amendments on a constitutional amendment this year, she's proven that she knows what she's doing and she knows what she does and she gets stuff done. And that, I hate to say that, I'd rather go with the known quantity can really only get better. Not that Senator Boyden is, I don't think she'll do a good job. I just think that the idea that you don't are trying to get rid of excellence because you might get better is a very risky proposition. Why would you give up something that we've already all agreed is excellent for something we don't really love?
Echoing to what previous speaker has said about Ombudsperson Dorn, working with her again has been phenomenal. She takes initiative, as Health and Housing Chair Merlo mentioned earlier. I'm sorry. As one of the previous speakers have mentioned about how when the window situation happened, she's the one who came up with the draft by herself. She comes up with all these constitutions. I mean, if you listen to the Ethics Committee, what the Ethics Committee has to say, frankly, she goes back and reads through those things again and again to make the constitution or bylaws better, because she's super passionate about her position or if she wants to continue. She's been talking about it, how she wants to be in this position for next year as well. So that means shows, she has been passionate. She wants, likes what she does. And lastly, with all the election situation, whatever happened during the election situation, she handled from a cabinet position, from the Ombudsperson position. I think she did a phenomenal job handling this. Some people thought everybody has their own opinions, but as a professional wise, she was very professional. The way she, when I wanted our honest person to be. So just keep in mind, like, as one of the senators, one of the speakers mentioned about the fact, like, it does seem like experience is going against it, which is not a bad thing, but it's broad.
Then we got Senator Solomon.
Okay,
if we can go
ask.
Yeah, call the question.
Call the question.
Well, we have to vote, like, we have 2/3 majority. So all is in favor and moving off. I think the discussion, you'll have to raise your placard instead of, so I guess that's the majority. We'll have to call.
I move that we vote by secret ballot.
They're voting? Yeah.
Is there a second?
Yeah. Anybody has any opposition against voting for a secret ballot and like, use a secret ballot situation to vote for this election? Any opposition? Seeing none, then Administrative Director Rinky will be passing out a sheet. If right, of whoever you think will be a best candidate.
Make sure Suyash knows that he doesn't get the vote.
Yeah.
Suyash, you can vote.
Yeah. You should have learned from me. We'll have.
No, you guys can't vote.
No, we can't. Thanks.
Mike. Hmm?
How did you dye your hair?
Oh, it's just the sun.
Don't worry.
Is it?
No, we all bleached. Most of the team did bleach.
Yeah. Just like,
what do you mean? You get like a dye.
Put it in and then wash it out?
Yeah.
Wasn't it like an hour and a half?
Yeah, that's what I'm
no,
Mike. Like,
it's like,
what the heck?
Like 50 minutes, maybe?
He all did that, but he thinks it's good for
Neil took care of mine. Larry was screwing it up. So I let Neil take the wheel.
Let's
get some extra ballots. Let's. That'd be so wild. Yeah, probably good. Oh my goodness.
Something you would do.
That's hilarious.
Yo, full president.
I have to pee again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you want here, everyone?
What is it?
Admiral Nelson.
Someone go give her one.
Can't smell it. Good. Even better.
Can
you?
You can smell.
Apparently, I just think Admiral Nelson is napkin smell.
Yeah. Doesn't even phase yet.
A little bit.
Oh, it's like a napkin.
Puts it in a water bottle that, for the most part, doesn't spill.
Spills it.
Brings rum to Senate. Spills
so,
all
Senator Borden.
Where is he going?
Did she abstain? Is she on the list?
Trina Rinky. Trina came to practice today. Isn't that cute?
They start tomorrow.
Did you guys start spring season today?
Yeah.
Ooh, outside?
Yeah.
You're going to play outside in the snow on whenever it's going to snow?
God. Wednesday.
All right. I have to be. It's too late.
Don't you want to hear?
So, results are in. Want a drum roll? No. So,
you can say it.
Just say who won.
Yeah.
So, according to the votes, it's Armless Person Doran won. You have to come along. We just blast for ourselves. Good job, team. Good job. Good discussion. No? Didn't?
No, I didn't know.
Oh. Senator Congressman Dorn, congratulations. We are still in new business. Is there any further? Is there any more new business? New business in the house? No, I guess. Let me move into announcements. Any announcements? We start with Finance Chair Petros.
So the spring budgeting process is still going on. All clubs are on campus. You need to submit a budget to me by this Sunday at noon. So spread the word, constituents.
Senator Solon.
On Friday, we'll be playing Magic in McAllister, and Sunday, we have a whole Magic in East. So if you want to stop by, you can. I yield, or I don't know how to say that.
Speaker Shugel.
As of right now, track and field has a meet on Saturday at Appy Davis, which would be really cool if you're all there, but might be under a foot of snow by then, so make not.
Mr. Dyker and Keys.
So it's that time of year where you need to do a faculty report. Everybody's got to do one. I sent them out before spring break, and also a reminder, if you have any questions, just let me know. I yield.
On this person's door.
Representative Johnson and I were both on a 10-day tour of Minnesota. Mm-hmm. GWO. And guess what? We've got a home concert Saturday at CM Portland. Music. He plays the bass flute. Not something you normally see.
It's during Senate. It's during Senate.
Oh yeah, don't say.
Delete me.
For President Lam.
Okay, I still have a couple sweatshirts. I don't really know check, but if you haven't gotten yours, and also if you could get your money to me for those. I also want to thank everybody for all the discussion today. I think that we heard a lot of different people express their opinions, and that was great on a variety of different issues. So thank you for that. That's all.
I just wanted to say, I'm not in CAB, but they have an awesome speaker coming on Thursday night, 7 p.m. I don't know. I made this announcement because I think everyone should go, but I don't know, exact details. Okay.
In Christ Chapel.
7 in Christ Chapel. It's the founder of the Me Too movement. I think it'll be super amazing, and I think we're really lucky to have her coming to save us. So go out, tell your constituents. I yield.
Senator Boyden.
Yeah, following childbirth, WAC will be hosting a solidarity event just for self-care and diversity there at 8:30 or whatever gets done, and you should definitely come. There'll be snacks of
Call President elect Valeria.
So retouching based on Latinx night, it is this Friday. Doors open at 6:30. Please show up. We're gonna have Colombian dancers coming in, a mariachi band. I will be singing. Hi. Also on Wednesday, there's gonna be this Honduran speaker coming in. He's gonna be in comp for 127 from 6 to 7:30. Show up. It's really cool. He went to the BB conference, it's kind of the same topic. Show up. But Latinx night, go support your fellow.
Have a good night.
Who has been on Senate, but it's not, and the senior, but they're not on Senate this year? Can you? With that, do you have any further announcements? Seeing everybody.